The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. On Classic Hits.
By the way, just to mention as well, all this week we will be giving you a chance to win an overnight stay for two people in a cozy king room with breakfast at the Marlin Hotel in Dublin. You can sleep, drink, eat, work. All in the heart of the city with the brand new Marlin Hotel. It's a lovely, beautiful hotel, actually. And you'll also get passes to go to the Dublin Liberties Distillery Tour, which is actually a wonderful tour. I know many tourists have gone for it, okay? It's a beautiful 300-bedroom hotel, and it's right in the heart of the city. It's called the Marlin Hotel, and we're going to give you an overnight stay for two people in a king room, luxury room, all right? And all you got to do is simple, is just get involved in the show. Every text, every WhatsApp we get in, we're going to pick out a winner each day, and they will go into a draw at the weekend. Helena will pick out a winner on Friday, and we'll tell you who that winner is. All right, you get the overnight stay for two people. All right, so just keep listening, keep getting involved. Now, speaking of getting involved, people get involved all the time when we talk about seagulls. There they are again, the gulls, the birds. And would you be against the idea of culling seagulls? And this conversation came up last year when a senator suggested it. And it seems people are still having issues with these kind of cheeky birds. There was a story in the UK this week where a seagull swooped down and snatched a chihuahua from the garden. And the owner went public with the story, pleading with people to help her find her dog. Now, it got us kind of thinking today about seagulls, as we got an email last week about the issue. And here's the email that I got. It says, "Oh guys, seagulls, do you not think it's time to start culling the damn things? I was driving on the north side of Dublin City this morning when I saw a gull take something from a child's hand. Might have been a sandwich, not sure. But then around the corner, I witnessed a big gull attack and impale a pigeon and then began to peck into its chest. Jesus. Jesus, I never saw anything like that in my life. I'm thinking that they should very easily attack a defenceless child. What do you guys think? Should we start culling them? Regards, Liam." Well, Liam, I don't know. See, a lot of people are against the idea of culling seagulls because they think it's kind of cruelty. But when you have a problem, as they do in the UK with not just seagulls, but foxes and badgers and all sorts of things, they do actually have culling seasons. We cull deers, for example, in the Phoenix Park when the population gets too old and too many. So there are reasons for culling animals sometimes when the populations get out of control. And for societal reasons, we have to obviously reduce populations. So is it a good idea to cull seagulls? Clearly we have a problem. Maybe you've been attacked by a seagull. I want to hear your story if you ever have been attacked. I mean, are they bad in your particular area? And we spoke to Tara earlier on in the office, and she told us how recently her son was in Howth and he was eating a burger and the seagull swooped down, snatched the burger out of his hand, and their beaks are quite sharp. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it. I mean, you get a fair, you know, bite off one of them. Another story not so long ago was that a family in Howth were attacked by a flock of seagulls when they were eating their food. So it is a big problem, and we can all snigger and laugh and have a bit of a joke about it. But I mean, they are a problem. I mean, they are pests, and they're annoying. And sometimes, this time of the year particularly, when it's the kind of breeding season, the population expands so much that it becomes a huge problem, particularly in coastal areas. So would you be in favour or against the idea of a seagull cull? Because it has been suggested that we have now, it would be obviously organised by the state. It's not like, you know, you all go out with your shotguns whenever you like and start shooting them. The state would obviously be responsible for it, and they would have somebody, you know, an expert go out with a gun or whatever way they do it, and they will cull them. You know, not all of them, obviously, but they would shoot a few out of the sky or where they're nesting. So let me know what you think. Is it a good idea to cull some of the seagulls? Would that be a good idea? Would you think it would work well? Let me just go to Rory if I can. Rory, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Rory?
How you doing, Niall?
Good.
Absolutely. The rats of the sky. I know the pigeons are meant to be rats of the sky. Well, these would be the koi poo of the sky. They are
the
horrible
koi poo of the sky.
Well, they're bigger. They're about four times the size of a
pigeon. I know. Some of them are actually huge.
Yeah, but you see, this is a thing that we have to come to terms with. I mean, our environment has changed immeasurably. The seagulls no longer have anything that is going to cull them naturally. I mean, before, Ireland used to have the golden eagle and seagulls and things like that.
We didn't have golden eagles over here, did we?
We have at the moment. They've been reintroduced from Scotland to Donegal, and didn't the great Charters Jay Harley?
Yes.
Have a pair on
that's
his
right, yeah. But yeah, I tell you, the eagles would take more than your chips.
No, but they have the ability to take to frighten off and to attack in the air. Hmm. So, these seagulls now they just breed and breed, and there's just too many of them. I have no great emotional attachment to them. I think they can be very dangerous.
Well, they are vermin, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, absolutely, and they're very intelligent. And in Brighton, I think it was in the UK, they started to realise that they enjoyed ice cream, so they would actually attack kids. Swoop down and attack and get the ice cream or the cones. Mm. So, I mean, you just can't allow that sort of thing to happen.
I was attacked years ago in either John Leary, I hope, I can't remember, I had a bag of chips in my hand.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Like, huge thing.
Yeah, four or five of them out of nowhere just kept attacking and they just wouldn't stop.
Yeah, but it's our fault because what we do is we're so lazy, we throw chips on the ground. They've learned now that if you're near a chip shop, you can go ahead and you'll get chips off the ground. It's only
I believe they're fond of Beshoffs.
Yeah. But I mean, it's only they're not afraid of it because there's no pushback whatsoever. So I mean, a culling would absolutely, if it becomes a problem. Sure.
What do you say to people who say it's cruel to cull them?
Well, I mean, we cull things all the time. As you said, the deer in Wicklow, you have
Phoenix
to cull
Park,
them.
Yeah.
In the Phoenix Park as well as that. So I'd have no problem culling seagulls. I'd be handing out licenses to shooting clubs and say, have a competition this week, lads. Off you go. No, not at all. I wouldn't have a problem with culling seagulls, no. Mm-hmm. So we're eating chicken every day. We're culling them, except it's nicely packaged and put in a supermarket.
Yeah, but I can't imagine eating seagulls, ambos.
You know, well, now when I was growing up, Niall, there was a place down the Rock Road that we used to, there was this terrible rumour that all the chicken you got there was seagulls.
And
that someone found an ass on station in the
I'm not going to mention where it was, but I know a Chinese takeaway opened up in a certain part of Dublin. And they noticed the duck population across the road, because it was near a beach area, just let's say.
Yeah.
The duck population was drastically reducing over time. So they were taking the ducks, we believe, out of the water. Let me just go to Terry. Terry, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Terry?
Hi, that's Terry.
Hi, Terry, are you on a speakerphone?
Hold on, let me go.
Yeah, because you're on live radio, Terry. You know, the world doesn't wait for you.
I have to go out. Seagulls.
What?
I'm just writing when I heard about you talking about seagulls.
All right, okay.
Seagulls for the last 3 years living on my roof. Every season they come. And they make a nest and they live there from, I think it's from April right through to the end of the summer.
Right, and they're living on your roof?
They're on my roof. And they're on a couple of the roofs. I'm in Glasnevin.
Right.
And I can see across the back of my garden. I can see another three babies and their family on the roof across gardens away from me.
Right, so the seagull poo all over the roofs and gutters.
Everything. And they're flying around.
Your phone is breaking up. It's an awful shame they couldn't bring you a new phone, Terry.
Oh,
run out the back garden or something there. You'll get a better signal.
Run out the back garden. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, go on.
Okay,
so every time you put the washing out in the line, the seagull poo all over it, is there?
Yes. And then I have two little dogs, and my friends thought I was last Saturday because I was on my way out to go out to the Spyron thing. And when I looked out in my garden, there was one of the baby seagulls was down in the garden, and she couldn't fly back up. She obviously was just testing the wings and managed to get down, but it couldn't get back up again. So I had all the seagulls flying overhead, going ballistic, all trying to help this baby seagull.
Right.
And I'm trying to help it, all right. I'm trying to help it. They're all to go out of my garden. So,
And what, did you make a run at them?
I did, but Marty called it. All the seagulls, they gather. You wouldn't believe what they do.
They gang up on you.
They gang up, literally. Last April, when they started to do the nest, I got a friend of mine to come up. Quick, will you just come up? And before this nest gets built and they lay the eggs, try and get rid of it. And signal went out, and he was only halfway up the roof when I... Now, I could say to you 100 seagulls, and that would be exaggeration, but when I say 60 to 70, we're all flying around, right over him, and ready to attack him.
Yeah, well, they are quite clever animals, you know, and they do attack in packs, usually.
Yes, yeah. Well... They definitely do. And where they came from that day, I mean, the riots are today, the seagulls were there, all right, but like one on each roof kind of thing.
Yeah.
Within seconds, There was at least 60 to 70. I could get this man to verify all this.
And this is in Glasnevin?
In Glasnevin. He got down off the roof and he said, "Hey, there's not a chance I'm getting up in that." He said, "That is..." He'd never seen anything like it.
It was like the bigger, I mean, I know the bigger problem, and I don't know whether Rory remembers that. Well, is Rory still there? He is. The bigger problem years ago was pigeon lofts, people with pigeons.
That
was,
right, yeah.
That was it. But that doesn't seem to be as big a problem now as it used to be. Maybe it still is in certain parts of Dublin. I don't know.
No, the general stopped that.
The general stopped that. I had a pigeon loft when I was 16. Myself and my dad had a pigeon loft out the back garden. And we had like 30 or 40 pigeons. The neighbours hated me.
I said they did.
Yeah, because the pigeons would fly around and they'd shit on everybody's clothes out their back garden. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, but everybody had pigeon lofts in those days. It was a kind of common thing.
Pigeons aren't dangerous in any way. No, okay.
They can be annoying. Yeah.
They can be annoying if you're next door neighbour, but they're actually nice little things. I had pigeons outside my house when I was growing up. Little wood pigeons. They used to wake me up in the morning.
Yeah, they're all right,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, they're yeah, exactly.
That's just out of some impersonations of a pigeon.
Thank you very much. That was really good. Yeah, yeah.
We had, not to interrupt you there, but you're talking about the pigeons being nice. Eagles, 3-4 years back, we had one that came and knocked. You talk about nice pigeons. This is a lovely seagull. He got my daughter up every single morning for about 2 years, and she called him Bob. And he came and he banged with that bloody big beak on the window. Everything, the attic window. And this is where they lay their nest on top of this. It's a conversion I have, a dormer conversion in the attic.
Yeah.
And my daughter, every single morning, this thing came tap, 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 tap. And we were always terrified that the window was going to break. And we don't know why she never fed it. It wasn't that she was feeding them or anything. She ended up calling him Bob. Because
Bob. It's a really unusual name for a seagull. You might as well call him Richard or something. Let me just go. Hang on. Let me go to Denise. Denise, you're on Classic Gets Eden, Denise.
How are you?
Good. Denise, have you got a problem with seagulls?
Oh, yes, big time.
Well, what happened to you?
Well, especially where I shop. I would use the word attack, even though they didn't hit me, but they came very close to my face and that when they were swooping down on the trolley to rob what the goodies they could rob. Mm. On the first occasion, they got bread rolls. And on the second occasion, I was cute enough, I was watching. But I don't know where these two came from, but they were down on top of the trolley within seconds. Pork chops, straight in. Cut
pork chops?
Pork chops went off with a big pork chop hanging out of his feet.
Sorry for laughing, but I know you had to pay for the pork chop, but I can't say.
Yeah.
I didn't know seagulls were into pork chops, but go on.
Well, that's what they took from the trolley, was the pork chops, and there was nobody around either, and I'm screaming at this yoke to move away from the shopping trolley.
Right.
And they're big, but they're very big when they're on.
Oh, they are, and when they're close to you, they look even bigger, obviously. Yeah.
And the way they look at you, they say, "You're not going to touch me." You
know, I mean, some of them would have a 3 or 4 foot wingspan. I mean, they're quite big, you know what I mean?
Well, I could actually just feel it land. It just came down and it just shoo. It was just like a wind hitting me, like, you know?
And you got a fright. You did, I'm sure.
Oh, but no. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll tell you you went running, did you?
I threw the trolley, yeah.
Take what you want. I'm out of here.
Well, I was calling the names in that.
Okay. I can imagine the names you were calling them. But do you believe we should we kill them? I mean, when I say kill them, call them, you know.
Yeah.
Is there too many?
There's far too many.
There's far too many,
and they've gone too cheeky. They've gone far too brazen. They're not afraid of humans. And they're a danger to the children. Like, it's, you know, what are we going to be waiting on? Something to happen to one of the children?
An eye out, as my mother would say.
An eye out. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then for something to be done, like, you know. I believe in some supermarkets they put, now whether I'm talking bull or not, no, I don't know, they put a hawk up on the roof to stop them patrolling.
I'm glad you said that, because if you go into Dublin City, you will notice on top of some of the buildings, they're like kites. It's like it's thin wire and it has like a bird on it. And I was wondering what this was for years. And it's to stop the seagulls from landing on the roofs.
Yes.
And it just moves around. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's to stop the seagulls from landing.
Well, it's worthwhile putting them up in the supermarket and the car parks. Because I know, because my son worked in this supermarket. And he told us too that hundreds of people went in complaining about them out in the car park.
Right. And it's not very hygienic because they're pooing everywhere as well.
Oh, absolutely. But the elderly people as well. Like,
I know. They wouldn't be as able for it as you or I might be. Yeah.
Oh, I tell you one thing, if I had a golf stick or a base bat or something in the trolley that day, he'd have got a belt of it.
Yeah, Rory, what's the story with the hawks? You seem to be the bird man here. Where's all the hawks gone? There used to be hawks years ago.
There used to be hawks, yeah. I mean, what have they got to feed on? I mean, I've seen a couple of peregrine around the place.
Mm.
But, I mean, they all move out of the city.
Do you remember years ago you used to see the flock of starlings, right? And they'd be all flying in a group. And suddenly they'd all shoot off in one direction. And you go, oh, yeah, there's a hawk. And you'd see the hawk going after them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I haven't seen them around for a while. I must say, no, I'm not a bird man, but
a bird watcher. not the feather type, anyway, Rory.
If the environmentalists give us problems on this, all we do is we say that you can grind them up and we can put them in our car and drive environmentally reusable energy,
clean energy. Yeah,
exactly.
Single meat. Well, we'll stay there for a second because let me just go to John. I want to go to Sean as well. John, you're in Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Not too bad.
Good. John, you believe there's a reason this is happening, this kind of overpopulation of seagulls?
There is. The problem that the seagulls are attacking is they're hungry. You see, for years, when the fishermen were catching fish, they were gutting the fish.
And dumping the insides into the sea.
Yeah. But now, under new EU guidelines, they have to bring the offal back to shore for proper rendering, whereas if they were left put a certain amount of it back into the water, that would cure the seagull problem.
But that's something I've never thought of, because of course years ago you used to see the huge flocks of seagulls following the trawlers coming in, you know, in Howth or Dunleary or whatever it was, or whatever part of the country you live in. And you're right, the fishermen would be throwing the offal, as you call it, back into the sea, and the seagulls would be feeding off it. But you're saying that doesn't happen now.
That's not happening, John. There was a law passed there, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 years ago or something like that, and they must bring back all the offal for proper rendering. And
why? What's the reason for that? Why can't they throw it back in the sea? Surely the fish themselves would feed off it anyway.
You see, you had the seagulls, and you have some fish probably were eating it as well. I suppose the environment and what's happening.
It's raw meat. It's not going to do any harm to the water.
Well, you see, the seagulls were there to clean it up, and the seagulls were full, and they were happy, and no, they're not, they have to forage.
So they're coming inland, basically.
They're coming inland.
Yeah, there's people now seeing seagulls. Now, I understand it where we are here in the radio station, because we're right beside the River Liffey, right? And they come up to the spar shop here. There's hundreds of them sometimes, because all the workers who are building, there's a lot of construction going on around the area at the moment, right? And they're all in the spar shop. They sit outside on the good days and they'll eat their lunches. And the seagulls know this, so they come up.
I think to be well worked our while now, the powers that be, we'll call them, to carry out an experiment and maybe start putting the guts back into the water, we call it.
Yeah.
And to see what would happen with the seagull population. And I guarantee you that the seagulls would not be coming into Dublin.
They'll go back out to sea again.
They go back out to sea again.
Where they actually belong. But stay there for a second, because Sean, you're on Classic Hits here. Or not Sean, sorry. It is Sean, yeah. Sorry, Sean, you worked in the UK and your job was to cull the seagulls.
No, Jesus Christ, no, I didn't cull the seagulls.
Oh, you weren't culling them yourself, no. Okay.
No, but I used to work in a big factory there on the River Mersey.
Right.
Right. And every year...
Ferry in the Mersey. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. Yeah, sorry.
No, nobody knows where it goes when it crosses the Mersey, do they?
No. Where does it go?
It goes to the posh side. It goes to the Wirral.
The Wirral?
The Wirral.
It's a great name for a place. The Wirral.
The Wirral, yeah.
Okay, so you work for this company in the UK, and they were culling the seagulls.
No, every year they would bring in contractors, and they'd start a week before they'd start, right, and they'd have an area in the factory where they'd start putting food down, and all the seagulls would start congregating there, and then one day, right, over a period of days, then they'd fire these giant nets over the whole lot of them, you know, that would be on the ground.
Right.
While they'd be eating, then fellows would go in and they'd be picking them up, throwing them into boxes and whatever, and then they'd go off site and never to come back again.
And they weren't being given their freedom.
Oh, God.
No, they were being dealt with.
It was a one-way trip.
Right. No, it was a one-way trip.
But I remember I was over in Somerset there a few years ago. I think the town was called Minehead, and they had signs everywhere. Do not feed the seagulls, and about how vicious seagulls were and everything. And they were literally warning people, because as you say, right, there's several species of seagulls. There's the little cutie ones that you see, and then there's the big monsters, you know, with a 4-foot wingspan.
Yeah, they're like golden eagles, yeah.
They are. But, right, if you ever see one of these up close, right, the bill is about 4 or 5 inches long.
Yeah. Oh, it'd do right, a fair bit of damage to you.
Oh, God, yeah, you know, they take your eye out, you know, and if you were a small child, you know, and if, say you live near the beach and or near the sea and you decided, oh, I'll leave the small one out there in the garden. I mean, there would be nothing, you know, say the child had food, you know, a small child, you know.
Yeah, not, a bag of crisps or something like that in his hand, yeah.
You know, and you went back inside, right. Those seagulls would first come down, swoop on the crisps, and then think, here's a nice big healthy meal, let's eat this as well.
Who, the child?
Yeah, it did.
So they take him away with the crisps?
No, well, there's nothing to stop them having a pack at them.
Yeah. Oh, no, they would, yeah.
Your one lost a dog, didn't she?
And do you think it's cruel to see... Well, she did lose her dog, yeah. Do you think it's cruel to cull them?
As long as it's done as humanely as possible, you know.
Right, okay, so the net over them in the boxes and the one-way trip.
Yeah, you know, they were probably all then gassed or something, you know. Well, I'd hope they'd be gassed.
Right,
you know,
okay.
It's either that or they were in the local chippy of the Chinese the following week.
You know, most likely in your chicken curry.
Yeah, Peking duck.
Well, stay there for a second, because Ashley, you don't agree with the idea of culling them.
No, not at all.
Well, you think it's cruel?
Horrific. I mean, they're animals, they're creatures, they're living, breathing creatures. They were put here long before we were ever here.
Yeah, but so was the sausage roll I ate before me lunch, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say that I'm not going to eat meat or kill or, you know, agree with, you know, the killing of animals.
No, I eat meat, Niall. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I eat meat, but I say each to their own. Like, if the birds are properly fed, which they're not because of overfishing on our coastline. That's why the birds are coming.
Well, I think it was either, well, not Sean, it was the chap before was on, John that was on before Sean was talking about the fisheries. The fact they don't throw the offal back into the water, the seagulls are not feeding in the sea anymore. And that's
exactly.
Why.
Yeah, but, and it's down to overfishing of our coastlines also.
Yeah. But I mean, culling is not something new, Ashley. I mean, every country does it to different species of animals that become overpopulated.
I understand that, and it's all human-made, because before humans, there was a perfect ecological system where animals ate other animals, and then humans came along and decided, oh, we're going to build here, we're going to kill all the foxes, because the foxes are invading into our farms and killing our animals. So now there's no foxes to kill certain animals, and then those animals are overpopulated.
Actually, hold on about foxes, right. Foxes are not indigenous to Ireland until the British brought them over years ago, so they could hunt them.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't have foxes, we'd be overpopulated with rabbits.
Yeah, but we do. When you start seeing foxes in the city, we see foxes at night here around the area at the Keys. You know you have a problem when you see foxes in the city looking for food.
They have nowhere to live and nowhere to eat.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And we are destroying their habitats, because that's what's happening here at the moment, because there's a lot of building going on here. So we are destroying habitats all the time. But that's life, Ashley. You know, we are human beings. We are populating the world. We do need a bit more space. We are the, you know, top of the food chain, and we are more important. I'm not saying animals are not important. They are.
I understand that, Niall, but at the end of the day, people are coming on there to your show calling the rats of the sky, and they're vermin. We are basically like vermin to the earth. So, I mean, what's wrong with calling us, you know?
But see, I mean, some of the people have made a good point that they, like, when you go to the beach with your kids and your kid has an ice cream or a bag of chips or something like that, they are dangerous.
They're a bird, Niall. Come on. They weigh about 5 pounds, lads.
Yeah, but they do a bit of damage.
Come on, look, Niall, look, I have a load of chickens at home. I rescue crows and corvids and magpies and everything off the street. I have a pet jackdaw and crow. They are birds. They weigh nothing. You give them a smack and they fly away.
What's the rhyme again if you see one magpie? What are you supposed to say?
I have no idea. I don't believe in superstition.
I know the whole one for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy, but there's a thing, if you see one, because it's supposed to be bad luck to see one because they always travel in pairs, but there's a line that you say if you see one that kind of takes away the bad luck, yeah.
I think people wave at them.
Good morning, Mr. Magpie, isn't it, or something like that? No, don't get me wrong, by the way. Actually, I'm only asking the question here. I wouldn't be in favour of killing any animals, to be honest with you, you know, for that purpose. But the point is, it has become a problem. People are texting in saying, they brought their kids here or they were there and seagulls sort of swooped down around them. They're on top of the roofs of their houses, pooing all over their washing lines. So this time of the year, the population really grows. And it is a problem in certain parts of the country, not everywhere.
I understand that. At the end of the day, they're birds. You're not going to be able to tell them, you can't shit in my clothes, you know?
They're big birds. They're not like starlings. They're big birds. They do it.
I know, but I have very, very large chickens at home, and you can still give them a slap or a kick in the ass.
But they don't fly over your head and shit on it. You know what I mean?
My corvids do shit on me most of the time. You get over it.
Sorry, Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maria?
Hi, Mel.
Good, Maria. You had a problem with seagulls. I don't believe this one, but yeah. Well, I do believe it, but what happened?
All the time, and before the incident, anyway, a person had said to me, because we have a big green out in front of us, you know?
Yeah.
And they said to me, do you ever see the seagulls, the way they keep patting their feet on the green?
Right.
And I said, no, why, what's up with them? And they said to me, what they'd be doing is pretending that it's raining, and then the worms comes up, and they get them.
All right, so they tap their claws on the grass to make it...
I couldn't believe it till I seen it. But the other morning, at about 7:15, I looked out the window, and I said to my husband, have a look at this. There was a kitten. He was bigger than a kitten.
Yeah, he was kind of a few months old, yeah.
Yeah, and there was two of them attacking it.
Trying to get the kitten?
Yeah.
And to take it away?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were ted and lumps over.
Ah, the poor thing. Did you not run out?
What?
And chase them away?
I was only looking out the window.
What do you mean that hour of the morning? You were in your pyjamas, were you?
I know, but I wasn't going out in my pyjamas.
But the poor kitten. It's not going to save the little kitten's life. No. Ah, the poor kitten. Poor little mite.
The only thing I have to say now, we have, it was unbelievable to see that.
Yeah, I know, it would be. I can imagine.
Like, I'd do tow food up on the shed for the birds, but of course the seagulls will come along.
You can't be giving out about seagulls and then you're saying you're throwing food up on the shed.
Well, I do tow them for the sparrows, but I mean...
Yeah, but the seagulls are going to get it. I mean, who's going to trump? I mean, if the sparrows come down and they see the seagulls, they're gone. The seagulls are going to get it.
But we have this big, I don't know what he is. The first time I seen him, I walked backwards in the door and thought, what the heck is that? He's looking at me.
What was it?
Somebody said to me it was a stalk. You know when they stand on one leg?
Oh, a stalk. Oh, the ones with the big long necks and pointy beaks.
Yeah, I thought it was an overgrown turkey or something looking at me.
There is stalks around, but are they not cranes? What are they called? What's the name of those birds? I'm trying to remember the name of them. It's not a stalk, it's not a crane. There's another name.
Arrows on one leg.
Yeah, and they've long beaks, pointy beaks.
Yeah, they're fighting looking things.
Yeah, they're harmless old things.
I don't know now. I went to get the potatoes, I mean, I seen that thing, I walked backwards in the door and I thought...
What was your potatoes doing outside?
What?
What was your potatoes doing outside? What's up to blame? Where do you live, Maria? You've got potatoes living outside, you won't run outside the front door in your pyjamas. Are you from Dublin at all?
Yeah, I'm only up and born to Brina.
What are you doing with your potatoes outside? Keep them in the house.
No, I put my hand in the bag one of the days and the second mouse, I picked her up.
A mouse?
Yeah.
In the potatoes?
In the bag of potatoes, yeah.
But that's what you get for keeping them outside.
No, I had it in the house at the time.
So you had a mouse in the house?
In the potatoes, yeah. He was having a red all the time. I was only had to buy them in the supermarket.
Was he a live one or a dead one?
Yeah, live.
And did he jump out?
Well, I had him in my hand.
You can only imagine if Helena seen that, she'd be gone. You'd never see her again. She'd actually leave the country if she saw a live mouse.
I'm not too bad day with mice or rats or anything like that, but it's the spiders I can't handle.
Oh, the spiders, yeah, no, she can't handle the spiders.
No, I can't handle that.
Yeah, I was in work last night. My daughter, who's nearly 18, rang me in tears at about 8:40, crying her eyes out, right? Yeah. Screaming because there was a spider in her bedroom.
And
what was I going to do about it? Hang on, I'm in work. What you want me to do about it? I say, go in and lie on my bed till I get home. I'll get it when I get home. And when I do get home, always the spider that she's afraid of is like these tiny little things that are about the size of an ant.
Well,
Yeah, and I said it's Alina, and she completely agreed. She said I'd be in the same situation. She said I would not go back. Wait, I pull it back on. Helena's a bit of a loony, in fairness. Helena, Helena, tell the lady the truth. You would not go back in the room. She wouldn't.
I'm terrified of spiders. I wouldn't be able to go back into the room. I've often slept on a couch rather than go to my room if I don't have my dad near me or Rory near me to get rid of the spider.
Well, I can't lay them. I break out in a rash all over.
Break out.
You're like a monkey scratching yourself in a break out in a whole rash.
Well, like you get anxiety and everything because of it.
It's unbelievable.
Because of a little tiny spider.
And then when I seen that on the television last week about the girl down the country somewhere, that one got into the leg of her jeans.
It was a false video,
She said she felt as if it was scalding water on her, and there's been three people that have been bitten by them. And that's done it. I'm just suicidal now.
Because of the spiders.
Yeah.
So these are false widows. There's not that many of them around now, is there?
There's more of them now.
False widows.
They're terrifying. You used to always slag me now when I said about pincers on spiders. I'm telling you they have them.
Little teeth.
I like everything else. You have to have something to defend themselves. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, yeah. Well, stay there a second because Paul...
Niall, how are you?
You heard now, Maria is in an office. First of all, the cat was nearly taken out the front garden. Then she had a mice in her potatoes. And then she wouldn't run out in her pyjamas to save the cat.
Well, you've just brought up spiders. I'm going to have the two of them suicidal.
Why?
As you know, Niall, I drive a truck for a living.
Yeah.
And I was at one of the major supermarkets in Dublin. And we were offloading trolleys of bananas.
Oh, gee.
Now, before now, they always used to come in through Cork and they'd go into a banana room in Dublin and be kept there for about a week, but that doesn't happen anymore. Anyway, we're offloading this thing, and next minute, the guy on the ground who was taking the trolleys off starts screaming. And there's this thing on his hand, and it bit him. And it was one of those, I think it was one of those, it was a brown or black spider, that's all I can tell you. But it was about 2-3 inches across. And it bit on the hand. He had to go to the hospital later.
Helena's now on the floor, by the way. She's on the floor. She can't handle this conversation at all.
Yeah, she won't be eating bananas anymore.
Valium or something.
Well, sorry, what'd you say, Maria?
I wonder if our neighbour or somebody around with a Valium and dose of them.
Yeah. But the reason I rang in all was to do with seagulls. A very good friend of mine was out in Holt, and they were out to get some ice cream and walk along the pier.
Right.
About 20 minutes later, I got a phone call. He's on his way into Beaumont because a seagull had come down and gone for the ice cream and caught his lip instead.
Oh, jeez.
He ended up getting, I think, 6 or 7 stitches in his top lip.
See, this is what I was saying earlier on to Ashley. They are dangerous.
They are very dangerous animals. They're very, very strong. Extremely strong.
And their beaks, because their beaks can be like 3 or 4 inches long.
Yeah, they're like razor blades.
Yeah,
they're so dangerous. I mean, you've seen the size. I think they're even bigger in Florida. You've seen the size of them over there.
I know, they're huge. Well, it's more like the eagles over there are a bigger problem.
But I think they have, eagles up in the north of the States, but they don't really have many eagles in the south. But, there needs to be something done about them. If you go down to, what's that lighthouse there? I was trying to think of the name of it.
Where?
It's on the Hill of Hope. Around the Bailey Lighthouse.
Right.
You can do tours of that, and as you go into the Bailey on your left-hand side, it's like a scene from The Second Birds. There's a cave there, and there must be a couple of thousand nesting seagulls. And I even backed away, because I just said, no, I'm not going near them. the way it was like, they all look at you at the same time.
Yeah.
It's freaked out.
That's because you're food. Listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Loads of people say, thanks, Paul. Thanks, Maria. You go out there now in your pyjamas and get your potatoes and your kittens and all kind of carry on.